Governor Spitzer is continuing what some have dubbed his mea culpa tour, traveling the state to take responsibility for his role in his aide's misuse of the state police. Yesterday, the governor spoke at the Chautauqua Institute in western New York. Karen DeWitt has more.
Spitzer was scheduled to deliver a speech on U.S. foreign policy and the fight against global terrorism, but he tied that theme to his own struggle with what's become known as Troopergate, the disclosure that some of his top assistants used the state police to improperly keep travel records on Spitzer's political rival, State Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno. The governor told the audience that the focus of his talk would be on the inevitable risks when passion and conviction are not sufficiently tempered by humility. First, he applied the premise to his critique of the Bush administration's rush to war in Iraq without planning an exit strategy. Then he drew an analogy to his own problems in Albany as investigation after investigation has been announced in recent weeks.
We must remember what history has taught us about the danger of power and passion. The very lesson I discussed earlier, that without vigilance and humility, righteousness can become self-righteousness. Over the past few weeks, it has become evident that this principle was forgotten. We were fighting so hard for what we believed was right that we let down our guard and allowed our passion to get the best of us. I've accepted responsibility for these failures.
Spitzer says while he's not making a direct comparison with his administration's current predicament to the situation in Iraq, he says there is a thread that binds it all together.
Whether you're fighting wars abroad or fighting for change at home, we must always balance strength with humility.
Following the speech, Spitzer was deluged with questions from journalists about the latest development in the scandal, first reported in the New York Post, about the existence of private emails exchanged on BlackBerries that aides owned for personal and political communications. The aides may have used the alternate email addresses to discuss their plans for using the state police to track Senate Leader Bruno. Spitzer dodged most of the questions, saying he was cooperating with the investigations and that he wanted to move on to tackling the state's many problems.
I think it would be a good thing. The taxpayers would be happy to know that I have not been looking at the precise requests. I've told the lawyers, you deal with this, and that is their domain. My domain is to try to work on governing the state. That's what I will do. That's what I'll continue to do, because that's what's important.
Pollster Lee Miringoff, who's long studied Albany politics in his role as the head of the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion, says Spitzer can try to put the scandal behind him, but he has a number of factors stacked against him right now. First, says Miringoff, polls by Marist and others have shown that about half of New Yorkers asked don't believe the governor when he says he knew nothing about the misuse of the state police by his aides. And the majority would like to see Spitzer testify publicly to answer the many questions that still surround the incident. Miringoff says another element that is not working in the governor's favor is that it's summer and there isn't much other news to take the focus off Troopergate.
There's nothing he can do really to chase us off page one if there is a steady drip, drip, drip of bad publicity or, the worst case, any new revelations which come to the fore. So, in a sense, he can't put the fire out, and this is indeed an August story where it plays out and continues to play out, presumably as all these groups decide what they're going to do and what they're not going to do in terms of investigations.
News stories about the scandal are likely to continue as the State Senate Investigations Committee begins meetings Thursday that could lead to a probe that includes subpoenas of key Spitzer aides and even the governor himself. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.